Hello and welcome to All Things Travel. Today we have a very special show because we are live in Cancun. Shane and I are with some of our favorite travel advisor friends, and we're going to break down everything you need to know for the perfect all-inclusive vacation. You're listening to All Things Travel, episode 115, original air date June 29th, 2022. Well, Shane, where in the world is All Things Travel today?
We are in Cancun, Mexico.
Awesome. More specifically, we're at Azul Beach, which is a charisma resort we talked about a few weeks ago.
From our Cancun intro episode.
113.
Yeah. 113.
And we are here with some of our favorite travel advisor friends. And we're going to have a conversation today just about all-inclusives in general. What are things that you need to know the next time you want to plan an all-inclusive vacation? So we're going to go around the patio here. We're on the patio, and I do have to say it's about 10 o'clock in the morning, and the champagne is out, the beers are out. We are hitting all-inclusive in the right way. And we're going to go around the patio here, and we're going to have everybody introduce themselves and talk about the travel that they like to book. Colleen, let's start with you.
My name is Colleen Stumler, and I'm from North Carolina, and the favorite things that I like to book is probably Disney and probably cruises. All inclusives in there, but those are my two favorites.
Very cool.
Heather Wheeler from Houston, Texas. I get the most excited for Disney bookings. I feel like I'm traveling with my clients. I get so excited for them. Any general travel, but yeah, Disney's definitely a favorite.
Michelle Helmlinger. I am from Mandeville, Louisiana, a Beauty Springs area. I obviously love booking Disney, but my absolute favorite bookings are honeymoons and honeymoon destinations. Mm,
very good. Yeah.
I like helping newlyweds find their perfect little destination.
Awesome.
My name is Julie Schaefer. I'm from Bel Air, Maryland. I love planning trips for families to Disney World with young kids. Especially toddlers, like my kids' ages, or multi-generational trips, which my family likes to take as well.
All right, so we have been touring resorts, we've been staying at Azul Beach, we've been learning all about all-inclusive vacations, both for families and adults. Awesome properties, we're excited about this, we're excited about Cancun. A couple of our Facebook friends reached out when we talked about the trip and said, we want to learn about all-inclusive vacations. We have some experts here. What are your top tips when somebody's planning an all-inclusive vacation, either in thinking about it or doing it?
I love that there's something for everybody. So I guess my first question would be, what's your vibe? Like, what are you into? What do you want to do? Do you want to chill? Do you want to relax? Do you want to play? Do you want to party? Do you want to have romance? And then we can pair you with the best destination.
Yeah, I mean, the resorts that we've seen over the past couple days, I mean, there's literally that. If you want a chill vibe, it's there. If you want a party vibe, it's there. If you want to be around adults, if you want to have your family with you and activities for everybody,
yeah.
All-inclusives are a great way to go because you pay once and everything's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even some destinations have, it's all like shaken in a blender and there's just a little bit of everything
yep.
in one property.
Yep, absolutely.
Or you can bike.
Or you
can
bike a blender.
Hey,
check that out on the Facebook page. Absolutely. Michelle, what's a tip that you have? You book a lot of all-inclusive resorts. So what's a top tip that you offer?
Probably knowing the distance. That's one of them. I have a list, but one of the top is knowing the distance from the airport.
Yeah.
And the resorts far away from the airport are fabulous. But you need to know ahead of time that it's going to be a 90-minute drive.
Right, right.
Or you need to find an alternate route for private transportation.
Yep.
Because and some destinations do offer, like, helicopter rides.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, we found that with my family when we traveled together. It was we didn't time it right, and it was really past lunchtime when we landed, and we had over an hour left to go. And it's like by the time we got to the resort, everybody was angry, and we should have planned that out better, knowing where that resort was. Colleen, how about you?
I think that a lot of times I've gone to all-inclusives where we've done other excursions around. So I think to think about, is it that you want to really just stay at the resort the whole time? Or do you want to explore your location and like, go visit? Like here, my ruins are about an hour or so away. Like, do you want to do those things? Or are you just looking for just resort time? And then, obviously, do you like beach or do you like pools? very different, like how many pools they have, water parks, etc. So it's a lot about what you want to actually do, activities you want to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Julie, how about you?
I would say thinking of my main client base, which is families, thinking about what amenities you need at that resort. So for me, I have two little ones, so I want to make sure I go somewhere that has things for the kids to do, whether that's a kid's splash pad or amenities for the kids, like the resorts we saw yesterday offered pack and plays, strollers, monitors, all sorts of stuff for your kids to be comfortable and make it easy for you. And you also want to know if you have to pack that stuff or not.
Yeah, we walked into the rooms that they were showing us, and the cribs had little robes and little slippers that were kid-sized.
Those were adorable.
Hey, you know, as parents, I mean, those things are important to know that our kids are having that vacation, too.
Oh, and they get to put on the robes and the slippers just like mom and dad, and they feel
all grown up
on vacation.
Yeah. I mean, what a great picture for your Christmas card or your newsletter, you know, your holiday newsletter or something.
Definitely.
For my next question, and when I'm planning a vacation, what should I not do? What should I not do? And I'll start with one. The price isn't the last consideration. And I realize I'm biased because I sell travel, but the price is not the last consideration, because with all-inclusives, oftentimes those promo specials, those special deals that you find online, once you start digging through, you're realizing that you're really not necessarily getting what you want to get.
Yeah,
and so really make sure to take that time to know what you want and then find the right price based on that.
I would piggyback off that and say don't back away from something just because of the price. Make sure you're realizing if everything truly is included in
Absolutely.
That. If that is including your, you know, if a price is including your airfare and your transfers and a couple excursions and a spa credit, you know, that price is going to be higher than just including the resort and the food.
Yep.
So it may look a little scary up front, but you're not tacking anything on once you get there.
No matter what good or service you're buying, if you're buying something cheap, it's cheap for a reason.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, after you purchase it, you can find out that cheap can be very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Because, that's a great point.
Because then you're having to pay while you're here, and you're having to add on this and add on that.
And you weren't expecting it because you thought it was all-inclusive.
Absolutely. All-inclusive means very different things.
It can. Or different properties.
Yeah. It can.
Yeah, like if you get some of the really, really value ones, if you want top shelf liquor, then you have to pay for the top shelf liquor.
Yeah.
Where other resorts, top shelf liquor is the face. Like, they don't have well drinks. It is
yes.
the top shelf.
That and, like, the cabanas. So, for example, here the cabanas are included, but at another resort they could be $250 for a cabana. And what does that cabana include? Does it include services? Is it literally just a place to sit? Being aware of all that.
Any other don't do's?
I have one. Again, I give this for almost every young family that's traveling with young kids, is try to stick to your kids' schedule. Don't expect that just because you're on vacation and you want to stay up till 9 and 10 and be at the pool all day and eat late, that your kids can handle that, because they will be cranky. Everyone will be happier if you try to stick to their schedule. So try to get a room that has a balcony or a patio with a nice view so that you can sit out on it while your kid is inside sleeping or napping. Try to keep them on their schedule somewhat.
That's a great tip. We had a fabulous dinner last night at the Mexican restaurant here on property. And our reservation was about 8:30 at night. And we were there for an hour or so. And there were families that kept coming in and being seated. And you know, there were some pretty unhappy kiddos in that room. And you know, I agree with you, Julie. When I think of back when my kids were younger, a lot of times that meant, hey, Dad, you screwed our schedule up.
Yeah.
Or you're not taking the lead from
right.
us. As far
right.
as I'm hungry, I'm tired, I shouldn't be here right now because it's 9:30 and I'm in the middle of a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's definitely a different vibe traveling with your young kids. But I just feel like if you take them back, everyone's going to be happier. It's just a sacrifice to make when the kids are younger. But something else to consider, because then you might want to book a nicer room category or something like that you have a better view, a better balcony, better amenities in your room that you can be there more.
Yeah, some of the properties we saw yesterday, Nickelodeon and Margaritaville Island Reserve, they actually had spaces in the rooms where you would have partitions where the beds, the kings could close off so you could have some space for the kids and space for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've made it to the resort. We're ready to start our vacation. What are your top tips for having an awesome all-inclusive vacation once you're here, once you're ready to go? So this may include what you pack. This may include how you schedule things.
I have a tip for what to pack, and I always pack my own water bottles, like a canteen or whatever, but the other one is my own drink cup, like your Yetis yeah. or whatever like yeah. that, because when you're at an all-inclusive, it's hot outside, and your drinks get hot, like, immediately, so I bring mine. My beer stays cold. My frozen drinks stay frozen. Bring your own straws, because nobody's got straws, or if they do, they're paper straws. So if you want a straw, bring your own straws and your own cups.
That's a great tip.
Yes. Absolutely. Insulated tip. Cups, yeah.
Don't overschedule.
Don't overschedule.
Good one. Make some time to rest, relax, enjoy the resorts. Do an excursion, depending on the length of your visit, every other day or one day of your visit, but don't overschedule.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
To piggyback off that, Michelle, I have found most resorts that I have visited or I've had clients visit recently all have apps associated with them.
Oh,
and
nice.
So that's a good way to do that scheduling. You know, you can click, I like this, I like that. So, for instance, later today, yes, this is our schedule. We are going to go to a mixology class. We have a private tequila tasting, and then Shane, that's followed by what?
Archery.
Archery. Well, of course.
What better to have.
Of course.
After trying alcohol for an hour or so, what better to do than to go out and shoot weapons at each other?
And then we're gonna eat
in the middle is lunch.
Yes. So we're gonna go to the pop-up burrito event. Try to soak up some of that tequila that we had at the tasting, and then go shoot arrows at each other. Well, maybe not at each other.
At targets.
We'll see, Heather, how it goes.
Don't forget your apples.
So the apps are great. I mean, you all know I'm a foodie, so being able to look at menus ahead of time, being able to schedule my day, deciding, you know, is that spa treatment worth it, or is that excursion worth it? To be honest, I'm more likely to look at that stuff on the app than I am to go talk to somebody. And that's a great way to kind of talk through your vacation. So if you're used to cruising, it's kind of the same way. But, you know, I agree with Michelle. Don't overdo it. The point of an all-inclusive experience is to enjoy that all-inclusive place that you're at.
Enjoy what you've already paid for.
I like that. Enjoy what you've already paid for.
And piggybacking off of that, too, you can book some of those things before you even arrive. So think about what you might want to do. Consider booking it before you come. You know, we can help you narrow it down and book it before you go so that you're not wasting your time at the resort sitting and waiting to book those kind of things and putting out that extra money once you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
My two are definitely bring your own sunscreen. It pains me to see people fried like lobsters on the first day of their vacation. It's just miserable. Like, nobody wants that. And it's super expensive once you're on property for sunscreen.
It's $36 here for a little bottle of sunscreen. Yes.
I think my...
No, I did not.
No, he's sharing my sunscreen.
I told Ryan I'd give him 100 pesos for his sunscreen.
Right. And then the other one, to pair with your champagne is staying hydrated. In the mini bars, you can request on the app extra water for your mini fridge.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and obviously if there's not an app, there's plenty of folks here or at any resort that I've been to or my clients have been to. I have to say staff anywhere have been awesome at resorts like this.
Yes.
They are just, absolutely. They go above and beyond, to help you out, to get those little things. Right before we started, you saw her in the picture on Facebook a few weeks ago when we were actually here. The Michelle's housekeeper actually brought a bucket of ice for the bottle of champagne to help us through the show. So And so Michelle,
a very welcome photobomb.
So to go along with service, a lot of the all-inclusive resorts include gratuities, but I know we've talked a lot about tipping at all-inclusive resorts. What are your suggestions or things to think about when it comes to that?
And this is mixed reviews. I support tipping in this destination. I know it doesn't have to be a lot, a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there, but I do find the service is a little bit better and a little bit elevated when you do tip a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there.
So your housekeepers, you know, a couple dollars a day gets you maybe some extra amenities or somebody to go grab you ice, like we just saw.
Some
chocolate-covered strawberries. You know, tipping your bartender
at the beginning of the day
so that you get maybe a little extra service or acknowledgement throughout the day.
Yes, better attention.
Or the pool servers who are going to be absolutely coming to you. They'll always seek you out.
Yep.
Or when the bar closes, they'll go, keep getting you some drinks before the bar closes.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have to be every time or every
drink. A little bit more at the beginning, and then...
The future of work is constantly shifting. How can HR leaders stay on top of the latest trends to better lead their global workforce to success? Serva Soundbites podcast explores current trends and the hottest topics around global employee relocation and the future of work. We connect with industry experts, HR leaders, and innovative thinkers to share their insights and stories. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your business podcasts.
You know, and I would say your transfers, obviously, because oftentimes those folks don't work for the resort. Sometimes they do, but they don't work for the resort directly. So you're tipping them. That would be and especially at a place like Cancun, like you all have said, a little bit goes a long way.
Yes.
You know, $5 for the bartender, really, to be honest, can get you by for quite a few drinks. You know, a couple bucks to the housekeeper each day does make a difference. I think it's a good way, especially at a place that lives on tourism, it's a good way to say thank you.
But some resorts will not allow tipping, so be aware of
where correct. You're going. There are some. So I was at Sandals in August, and I talked about that with Shane, and they are a no tipping resort. Mm-hmm. In fact, they wear, you know, some of the wait staff even says, I don't accept tips. And I saw people accept tips. I saw people refuse tips, and I was even asked for a tip while I was at Sandals. Now, I will say that was based on an excursion, so that was a little different. You know, that wasn't something that was "quote unquote" included in my stay. But you know, I know that policy because you know bringing some cash of ones and fives and tens can really help your stay there. Mm-hmm. All right. So, any other tips?
Oh, I have something to not pack.
Okay.
And that is, don't bring your own beach towels. Save that room in your luggage because all of the resorts will always provide cool beach towels for you to use. And they're big, nice ones. So don't bring those. Mm-hmm. Save space in your luggage for that.
And at the end of the day, leave them at the pool.
Yes, don't take them to your room.
Whoops.
Almost always with an all-inclusive, you're traveling outside of the United States. Mm-hmm. So remember that you're in a different country, and there's going to be different customs and a different pace. I think that was a lot of the problem with the kids last night, is that restaurants here, especially on the resorts, they're not like Chili's and those where they're going to rush you in and rush you out.
Yeah.
You're gonna wait a bit for your drinks, and they're wait a bit for your food. And by then, your kids might be tired, obviously, because it's so late.
Right, bring snacks.
And then hungry.
And so to go along with your comment, Julie, the good thing is a lot of places have, you know, the snack kiosks and things like that where you can grab the chicken fingers and the fries and, you know, kind of quote-unquote pregame your kids for dinner, right?
Yeah.
You know, let them fill up on a few things that they like and then or get some room service and then go.
Yes. I would say another tip that I was thinking about this morning when we were at breakfast is, you know, you're at the all-inclusive, so you can order more than one dish. You can try new things, and if you don't like it, you can try something else.
Oftentimes, the portions are smaller, so you can order different things, or order things for the table.
Yes.
You know, my family, when we go out to eat, we never order appetizers or things. That's just not us. But when we're at a place like this, we will. You know, everybody gets an appetizer. We get, you know, a couple appetizers and we share them. And because it's all included. They will suggest if you can't make up your mind, they'll say, we'll get both. And so.
Or like last night when we had two platters of 10 tacos on our table by accident.
Happy accident.
Let's call it a happy accident.
I would encourage you to try new foods
that
you've never had.
It's a great place.
Like, this might not be something you would order, but guess what? You don't have to worry about, oh, I paid for this and I don't like it and I feel like I have to eat it. You could just pick something else if you didn't like it, but you at least tried it.
Yes.
This is the opportunity to try new food.
She means to try that octopus, Michelle.
Or the suckling pig that you had. A lot of the properties have Starbucks on them. They're not included in the all-inclusive that I've seen so far. So just make sure you have cash. Like, the one here doesn't take credit cards or your Starbucks app. So make sure you have cash.
I think you can charge it to your room.
Oh, you can charge to the room, yes.
Gotcha.
I do remember that.
Gotcha.
Don't be afraid to try different restaurants in one night.
Yeah.
Because we do... Yep. Restaurant hopping, we'll have apps at one, entrees at another, and dessert at another.
Yep.
And you can just hit all the restaurants.
And along with that, same thing with drinks. You know, if you have different drinks that are included, and I mean, it's a time to try things that you wouldn't necessarily order at a bar, or it's a time for your kids to have, you know, a kid's version of this mocktail or this special drink, because if you're at a family resort, they're going to have those drinks for the kids. It's just some time to explore some various different things. So, last question. Where has everybody's favorite all-inclusive vacation been? Either for your family or one that you've booked for a client?
I do have some clients that recently returned from Sandals Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very intriguing. All their pictures were stunning. And their excursions were fabulous looking. And it's gotten put in my top three.
Nice.
Very cool.
Nice. It's a occupational hazard being a travel advisor, right? Because everything you learn about, everything you send people to, you're like, I want to try that myself.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Where else have people been that's their top pick?
So I've only been to one, and it was in the same area as in Riviera Cancun at a Dreams, and I did really enjoy it, but I have a Beaches, Turks, and Caicos booked in a couple of years, and I would think once I go there, that's going to be my favorite.
Very nice. Very nice.
My sister has been to all of the beaches, Ocho and Negril and Turks, and Turks is her favorite. She loves it.
My favorite, and we did an episode back about this if you want to search it, was my family's trip to Hard Rock Riviera Maya a few spring breaks ago. And I like that. I've been with my wife on adults only, and those have been fabulous, of course. But it was really fun for my kids to have that experience. One, first time out of the country, and two, just to have that family all-inclusive time. They really, you know, my son at the end of the trip is like, why would you vacation anywhere else? Like, you want a milkshake, they give you a milkshake. You want to go kayaking, they give you a kayak.
You want a pizza?
You know, and it was fun to have them kind of, you know, have a good time with that. You know, all-inclusives are not going to be our every vacation, but they're certainly fun to be a part of our vacation menu, if you will.
Just let loose.
It's a great time to do whatever you want.
Yes.
Try some new things.
I can't wait to try archery.
tequila fuel.
And I'm going to learn how to make some cocktails.
Oh, you're going to make some? Okay. Well, hey, it sounds like we're getting busy here, folks. We got to spend some time at the pool before we do all these fun things. I'm sure there's going to be some pictures or videos of how this afternoon goes. Ladies, thank you so much for joining Shane and I this morning. We are so excited to be here with you to you know, hang out with friends, learn about all-inclusive resorts, and just really soak up the fun.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So we've got an episode coming out in a few weeks specifically about Azul Beach, Cancun, Riviera Maya, so you can hear all about our stay at this fabulous resort.
And if you would like to book your all-inclusive vacation, whether it's in Cancun or any of the other Caribbean destinations, Ryan and I, or all of us here, are travel agents with Creating Magic Vacations. And we would love to help you plan your vacation. You can reach out to Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at creatingmagicvacations.com. Or to me, Shane, S-H-A-Y-N-E, at creatingmagicvacations.com.
Colleen, how about you? How can people reach you?
Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, at creatingmagicvacations.com.
Heather?
Heather Wheeler, H-Wheeler, H-W-H-E-E-L-E-R, at Creating Magic Vacations.
Michelle.
Michelle at creatingmagicvacations.com, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
All right, Julie.
Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at creatingmagicvacations.com.
Well, if you can remember a name and you can remember creating magic vacations, I think you'll be okay at emailing us. All right, folks, have a great rest of your day and start dreaming about an all-inclusive vacation for you and your family.
Gracias.
Cheers.
Salud. Salud. Here we go again.
Okay.